possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, here with Francisco Rojas. And yes, we are indeed ready for the second half. Technically, I guess. Well, technically, look, I did a first half, show a couple weeks ago. Technically, I tried to do the 81 game midway point recap, but I think it still feels like, at the end of the day, All-Star break feels like the end of the first half, and when you're coming out of the All-Star break, it's the second half. Phils have played, 96 games now? 55 plus 41? I can do math. That's 96, right? Pretty sure it is. First in the NL East. It's a nice thing to have as the Phils get ready for the second half of baseball. So it's going to be a second half heavy preview today. Recap a little bit of what the Phils did overall in the Major League Baseball draft. Give you a series preview for the first series out of the break against the Angels, which will be right here at home. So before we get to all that, got to do a short little recap on what happened in the All-Star game. And boy, What an ending. What an ending. Because I'll be real with you, man. Look, as a baseball fan, I'm always stoked for the All-Star game. I'm always excited. I know people have maybe, lost interest a little bit. Players backing out now. It seems like half the players get replaced now. Zach Wheeler didn't pitch in the game. Ranger Suarez declined to pitch in the game as well. And I get it. I was still excited. As a baseball fan, though, I was still excited. And I'm not going to lie, as soon as I saw the game, Skeens goes out there, to throw the first pitch, I was like, man, this just doesn't have the same juice anymore. It doesn't have the same juice. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, should we get closer to potentially, bringing back home field for World Series or home field for the World Series on the line? Possibly. I don't know if I'm there yet. I still would not like that to be what it is. But boy, it ended up though. That was the start of it. The first couple innings, I was like, oh man, this is insane. They got Scooble and Cal Raleigh cussing and being mic'd up, and it was still weird. I don't know. But the game was fine. You had a couple of dingers from Brent Rooker, from Pete Alonso, and it was a good game. It ended up being a good game. But man, I had no idea. Do you have any idea about this? A home run derby swing off type of thing at the end, if it was tied going into extras. There was no extras because they had a derby swing off. And Kyle Schwarber, who hit second for the National League in the derby swing off, goes 3-for-3. Pete Alonso was going to go third and didn't have to go but Kyle Schwarber goes 3-for-3. The National League wins in the derby swing off. And Kyle Schwarber ends up winning the All-Star Game MVP. And the derby swing off was awesome. It was awesome. It was so cool. I didn't know how much I was gonna love it going into it. I was leaning towards. I tweeted out right before it happened. I was like, oh, I love the derby swing off. I love the idea. And maybe I was going a little overboard, but I ended up being right. What an outcome, man! What a cool outcome, especially being Phillies fans. And look, man, I turned to my mom. I was watching the game with my mom. Like, you know, she watched the last couple innings with me and the derby swing off. I turned to my mom and I was like, he's gonna hit 3 home runs. Kyle Schwarber, man, come on. Kyle Schwarber's as cool as baseball players are. Like, Kyle Schwarber's, you know, one of the coolest, I feel like. You know, slugging and hitting bombs like it's nothing. And I was like, man, this guy's won a World Series before. This guy hits 40 plus bombs a year like it's nothing. He's going to hit 3 homers here. It's no pressure. It's the All-Star game. They're not playing for anything. You know, these guys aren't actually playing for anything. So I knew he was going to hit 3 home runs. He hit 3 home runs, and you just had to know. You had to know he was going to hit 3. And I'm not going to lie. I kind of wanted it to come down to Alonso a little bit for Aranda to potentially tie it at least, and Alonso to have to win it on his at-bat. But, look, I'll definitely take Kyle. You know what, though? I think as Phillies fans, we will take Kyle Schwarber hitting 3 home runs and the All-Star and the NL All-Stars winning it the way they did. I think we'll take that. I think we'll take it. So All-Star game was ended up being fun. I want to know your thoughts on it. How do you feel about the All-Star game? Do you want to go back to deciding World Series home field advantage? Or do you like it the way it is? Do you like the derby swing off? All that. I want to know your thoughts. Because Kyle Schwarber, the only other thing he did was walk. So he had a walk, and he had 3 homers in the derby. That's your All-Star Game MVP. That was pretty cool. That was pretty historic. Think about it. Pretty historic. Okay. It is time for the second half preview for your Philadelphia Phillies. First in the National League East. And I have 3 things to get to, and 3 things within the 3 things. We're going to get the 3 storylines to watch. 3 storylines to watch. 3 keys to success for the Phillies in the second half. And what is the success? It's winning a World Series, obviously. But 3 keys to success. And then 3 players to watch in the second half in the next 2.5 months for the Phillies as, you know, try to go win a World Series. First one since 2008. Okay, so 3 storylines to watch. First one's pretty obvious. Trade deadline. There's a lot that's come out, you know, in the last couple of weeks. The Matt Gelb article about the Phillies trying to look to potentially go all in. This trade deadline, will this be the deadline that they really go all in and, you know, try to make a splash? There was Jeff Passan mentioning that Emmanuel Clase would be, you know, the ideal type of trade for the Phillies. I think that's how he framed it. And maybe the Phillies go out and get Emmanuel Clase and Stephen Kwan. Is that a possibility? There was that article. So the deadline is going to be truly, truly intriguing for this Phillies team. What are they going to do? Is it going to be a Hayes, Estevez type of deadline? Or is it going to be a Class A and Stephen Kwan. Are they Andrew Painter's untouchable according to them? But I don't really think there's a player out there that's going to make Painter not untouchable. But it's going to be intriguing. Justin Crawford, Aiden Miller. You know, there's you know, Dave Dombrowski's talked about would probably feel confident and potentially calling up Justin Crawford at some point. But do they trade him? Maybe that sends a message out there to other teams that they're confident in bringing him up to say, like, oh, this guy's ready. But, you know, you go to trade him potentially as trade bait. Is there potential with that too? So the deadline is going to be really, I mean, that I think that's probably the number one storyline, I would say, on people's mind at this point in time, right? I mean, you could tell me. I'm pretty sure it is. Feels like at this point in time, especially because we're, what, July 17th? We're exactly 2 weeks away from the deadline. It's on the 31st. So I think the deadline's the number one storyline to watch. Number two, the offense, I think it's right behind it. I think that will be probably the conversation come September, you know, heading into October, where the Phillies will probably make the playoffs. Not a given, but still, they will probably make the playoffs. So I think they're still probably too good to not make the playoffs. Seen crazier things happen. Will they come through postseason time? Will they come through? I mean, they've, as far as numbers go, I mean, they've kind of regressed to the mean as far as, you know, just numbers in the league go. Like 13th in runs scored, that's middle of the pack for the most part. 12th in OPS, it's, you know, close to top 10, but it's, you know, it's not top 10 like it feels like it used to be. They are 4th in on base percentage, that's great, but 18th in home runs. That doesn't feel like, you know, early 2020s. I mean, now we're mid 2020s, but early 2020s Phillies club type of baseball of offense is not 18th in home runs, but it is right now. It is, and the offense is clearly going to be a huge storyline, I think, right now, just because they haven't been as good as they have been in years past. They're not horrible, but they're not great. Doesn't feel like they're a top 5 to 10 offense in baseball right now, and the, you know, numbers would say they aren't. So the offense, will they come through postseason time? And really, like, will they show us they can still be a top 10 offense in baseball, you know, come the next couple of months, you know, 2.5 months? So the offense, obviously another storyline to watch. Third one, and this guy will probably come up in another portion in the second half preview. Ranger Suarez, another storyline to watch. And not just the contract, but, like, could he be traded? Well, it does go along with the contract, I guess. Could he be traded still? Like, could they still view him, you know, with his value probably being the highest it could ever be? Will they trade him? Will he go to the bullpen?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As good as he's been this year, will they decide to move to the bullpen? Probably not, because they're planning on using a pitch limit on him. I mean, you know, last couple of starts out, he went, like, what, 84 pitches or somewhere around there? They had an 85-pitch limit on him. And what does that spell for Ranger, though? I mean, it probably dispels that he'll probably be the starter for the rest of the year. But, you know, come postseason time, will he be moved to the bullpen? Or will it be Jesus Luzardo? Well, will it be Luzardo? He's going to be another storyline to watch. I limited this to the three top storylines. So the three top storylines for me to watch heading into the second half here: trade deadline, the offense, and Ranger Suarez. And I would put the bullpen being a storyline, but I think that's under the trade deadline. And the offense is too. But I think the offense, just because the last couple of years, is probably the bigger storyline because of how it ended in the playoffs. But bullpen wasn't good in the playoffs last year too. But I think, you know, as good as the offense is supposed to be, I would say it's the offense. So maybe the bigger storyline, but the bullpen's right there, and there's a lot of storylines with this team, a lot of storylines. So, you know, will Dave Dombrowski have his best deadline, or will he actually make a splash? A deadline, offense, and Ranger Suarez, those are my three storylines to watch heading into the second half. Okay, three keys to success. And maybe these kind of tie into storylines to watch, and even with players to watch, but it's kind of how it works a little bit. So three keys to success. And these are not necessarily in particular order, and then they're all huge. But the first one, you know, considering how bad the bullpen's been, finding a way to have a well-rounded bullpen by the playoffs. By the playoffs, have a well-rounded bullpen. And not just, like, you know, by September, have that bullpen that you want. They're 23rd in Major League Baseball in ERA. They have been horrible. They have been the worst part about this Phillies team. So well-rounded bullpen by the playoffs, depending on how they do it. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you're moving Ranger to the bullpen. I don't care if you're bringing Painter up and adding him to the bullpen. Doesn't feel like McGabe will probably be that guy anymore. But how will you do this? You know, once Aaron Nola comes back up, that adds another layer to this. He's not going to go back to the bullpen, but you know, all these things add layers to it. But well, having a well-rounded bullpen by the playoffs, how many relievers will they add to the deadline? They're definitely going to add at least one or two. So having a well-rounded bullpen by the playoffs. Second key to success. Starting pitching needs to remain dominant. As obvious as that is, starting pitching does need to remain dominant. And I know that's not something that we're necessarily worried about. I don't think any of us are worried about. But starting pitching needs to remain dominant. You know, Wheeler needs to be Zach Wheeler. Jesus Luzardo needs to be what he was, you know, earlier in the season. Christopher Sanchez needs to be what he's been all season. Ranger Suarez needs to continue to be what he's been, you know, all season for the most part. And Aaron Nola, hopefully when he comes back up, or when he gets back from injury, can be the old Aaron Nola, or, you know, I guess I don't even know, the old Aaron Nola, the better Aaron Nola, the elite Aaron Nola. They need to remain dominant because you don't know about the offense and the bullpen. I mean, in general, they need to remain dominant. They've been the strength of this team in general. So they need to remain dominant. Last thing, key players in the offense need to put together good second halves. And that's everyone outside of, I mean, maybe you can probably even add Bryce to the list, but I'm looking at more of these six other guys outside of Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and Trey Turner. JT Realmuto, Bryson Stott, Alec Bohm, Max Kepler, Brandon Marsh, Nick Castellanos, all. I'm looking at these guys. It's the rest of the lineup pretty much, literally. You know, Johan Rojas, I guess, is a part of that too when he does start. But it's mainly those guys. And all these guys I'm looking at have had you know, either bad first halves or inconsistent first halves, and I need to see a tiny bit more consistency from them. And I want to feel good about them going into the playoffs. I don't know if I'm going to feel good about that. I don't know if that's going to necessarily come true, but I need JT, Stott, Bohm, Kepler, Marsh, and Castellanos to all, like, at least, like, 4 out of the 6 of these guys. Like, I just need consistency there. I need consistency. Consistency. So those are my 3 keys to success. Finding a way to have a well-rounded bullpen by the playoffs. Starting pitching need to remain dominant. And the key players on the offense outside of those big 3 of Schwarber, Turner, and Harper need to put together good second halves. 3 players to watch. So 3 players to watch. I'm putting Ranger as a player to watch, and he's obviously been a theme in this so far in the second half preview. But Ranger, especially because even if he's on a pitch limit and they're going to try to see if they, you know, don't have that Ranger burnout that they had in the second half of 2024. I'm still watching Ranger, though. Is he going to be the same Ranger? Is this pitch limit going to help him? Does he get traded? Does he get thrown to the bullpen at some point? Like, there's so many different caveats with Ranger Suarez. So I think we're all watching Ranger to a certain extent. Ranger, JT Realmuto, just because JT has had actually a really good, he's had a great July right before the All-Star break, and he's had a good last month and a half before the All-Star break, you know, from June 1st on, he's hit really well. JT is somebody I'm watching because I think he's important to the middle of this lineup. Like, he's important to adding protection to Bryce Harper and you know, Schwarber and Trey Turner, all those guys. JT is important. And then last one is Jordan Romano. Jordan Romano is really, I don't even know if necessarily we can't trust him right now. And I was going between Kirkering and Romano, and you can add Kirkering to a player to watch, but I'm going top 3. Romano is a player to watch for me because I feel like I look at the back end of the bullpen, and right now, like, I trust Matt Strom to a certain extent. I trust Orion Kirkering to a certain extent. And, you know, Alvarado is not here. And he'll probably be here for a couple weeks in September, right? Jordan Romano, depending on what else they add to this bullpen, Jordan Romano, if he can at least have, like, a decent or good second half consistently, that is important for this bullpen. It is important. For Jordan Romano to have, you know, a good or decent second half, I do think that's important because the bullpen needs it. The back end of the bullpen especially needs it. It can't just be Kirkering and Strom. And then we'll see what else they do at the deadline, what else they do at, you know, potentially adding from the rotation to the bullpen, you know, sliding guys down, like potentially Ranger, Jesus Luzardo, potentially, like guys like that. I don't know. But Jordan Romano is important, I think, is a key player to watch. I think he is. We'll see. I mean, because the guy was one of the best pitchers in the relief pitchers in the American League for, you know, a 3 or 4 year span with Toronto. So, those are my 3 players to watch. And that is my second half preview. So let me know what you think. 3 storylines to watch, 3 keys to success, and 3 players to watch. Anything that I missed or anything that you think I didn't really nail into the ground enough, you let me know. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. A couple more things before I get you out of here. Phillies draft. In the first round, I think we're all excited about the first round pick, Gage Wood, who pitched a no-hitter in the College World Series. I mean, could he come up? I mean, he's not even somebody I mentioned. Could he be somebody that, you know, like Brandon Finnegan back with the Kansas City in the mid-2010s? Could that be somebody like that they call up right out of college? It's possible. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But I would probably bet against it because it doesn't happen all that often. But we'll see. Gage Wood out of Arkansas, he was their first-round pick. Their second-round pick, left-handed pitcher out of Iowa, Cade Obermueller. So there was a Cade Obermueller from Iowa, and then round 3 there was Cody Bowker from Vanderbilt. Oh, draft the Vandy guy. It's always exciting for me. I feel like guys out of the SEC, guys out of Vandy, you know, Kumar Rocker, guys like that, Jack Leiter, guys like that. I'm telling you, SEC guys, Paul Skeens, SEC guy. Just saying. And then they drafted 11 pitchers on day 2, by the way. 11 pitchers. Big theme for them on day 2. I'm not going to run through all the names like that. But 11 pitchers on day two. Okay, series preview for the Angels. So the Angels are coming in with a 47-49 record this weekend. Into this weekend, they are fourth in the AL West. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. Rankings-wise, they are middle of the pack offense, 15th in runs scored in Major League Baseball, starting pitching 23rd in ERA, relief pitching 28th in ERA. And then for game times, Friday at 6:45, I will be down there actually, Jose Soriano versus Jesus Luzardo. Saturday at 6:05, it will be Tyler Anderson versus Taiwan Walker. And then Sunday at 1:35, it will be Yusei Kikuchi versus Ranger Suarez. So around Major League Baseball, we can just look at some of the series this weekend. I'll just mention the National League East ones regarding the National League East. And it will be the Padres, who the Phillies just played going into the break, versus the Nationals in Washington. And then it will be the Mets. They will be hosting the Cincinnati Reds. The Marlins will be hosting the Royals. And then lastly, the Braves will be at home, welcoming in the Bronx Bomber New York Yankees. So that is what you need to know as far as National League East series go this weekend. So, okay, that will do it for me. Let me know what you thought on everything today, what you thought about the All-Star game, Schwarber, the Derby swing off, second half preview, keys to success, players to watch, storylines to watch. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. So that will do it for me. Stay tuned for everyone else that does a great job on the show, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.